everybody,
to the Dr. Carolyn Dean Live Radio Show, featuring Dr. Carolyn Dean, along with host Ginny Sanders,
also known as Ginny Almighty,
who joins Dr. Dean on tonight's program.
Phone lines are now open at 602-666-6027.
That's 602-666-6027. And we'll be taking your calls from around the world and right here in the USA.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Live with Dr. Carolyn Dean here on this Monday, April 6, 2020. Once again, here on the face of the earth, so gloriously happy to be alive, to be thriving, to be healthy, knowing that we are surrounded and somewhat overwhelmed with our current predicament of having not sufficient immunity to handle the virus that is circulating now called COVID-19. Some of us not having that immunity, but that's what we're here to talk about, is how to build that immunity and how to thrive in the midst of this incredible challenge, not just physically through our immune system, but also mentally and also spiritually through the confidence and power that we have in our own health, vitality, and well-being. And of course, we are being upheld and led once again by our very own Dr. Carolyn Dean, author of The Magnesium Miracle and many other books on natural health, wellness, and vitality, having been a leader in the health freedom movement and a advocate for natural health and natural remedies, safe solutions for many, many years, 50 years. There's not enough that can be said about Dr. Dean. And I hear people hear me say it week after week. For those of you who are new to the show, just finding us through whatever mechanism that you are discovering us this evening, I do want you to know that Dr. Dean is not only a medical doctor, but she's also a naturopath. She's an herbalist. She is an acupuncturist. She understands the body in powerful and unique ways. And what she understands more than anything is the body's inherent impulse for life, ladies and gentlemen, life. And by giving the body the basic building blocks, it will construct its own wellspring of wellness that will sustain us non-negotiably through all things. So before I bring her on, I just want to let everybody know this evening we will also be joined by our guest, Carol Baggerly from Grassroots Health. We're excited to have Carol back. She was with us last fall in October. She's got a great update for us. And I will also remind you that Dr. Dean does not give medical advice on her radio show, but what she will do is talk to you about what she would do if she were in your shoes. We will open the phone lines later once we do our preamble and our introduction to our guests and talk about our important topics this evening. And you can also avail yourself of our chat line to type your questions into us. If you are listening to this show through the archive, please also note that you can email your questions to questions, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N-S, plural questions, at drcarolyndeanlive.com. And the very dapper, delightful, and deliciously wonderful Melody Rose will get your questions. She will translate it into an answer and also make Dr. Dean aware and available to answer should you have a question of serious complexity. So without further ado, let me just also say that I want you to be sure to check out our website, rnareset.com, for our new product additions, most of which include our back-in-stock RNA drops and also our Mighty Mash, which many people have been asking about. It's on the website for you now, limited quantities, so please avail yourself if you're interested. So without further ado, I shall bring on our very own and most wonderful Dr. Carolyn Dean.
Thank you, Ginny. Yes, we've got a jam-packed show. We do have a guest, our very own Carol Baggerly coming on in a few minutes. But let me start with my preamble, as I say every week, hoping that the layering of this onion will get through to people. We want you to refer your practitioner. Just email us to ask how you can go about that. We want you to use referral candy so that you can get friends and family on the program, on the protocols, on the complement formulas, because, yes, we are and have been building your immunity for years, and this is what people require. Get your blood testing done with the home blood test kit. Carol Baggerly will talk about this more when we have her on in a few minutes. Remember our magnesium deficiency survey showing that of over 25,000 people answering, 67 people have anxiety, and that is increasing. Insomnia, and that is increasing, is 66.2%. Muscle cramps, 51. Heart palpitations, 47. Restless legs, 46%. Headaches and migraines, 33%. We know people are suffering. People know they are suffering, but we do have answers. These symptoms are of magnesium deficiency until proven otherwise, and you can prove they are magnesium deficiency by taking REMAG. And building your immunity, perfect words by Ginny, how to build your immunity. And we've talked about this, me and Ginny. This is this COVID-19 crisis, it's a world wake-up call to learn how to build your immunity, to access natural remedies, and take responsibility for your own health. We've gotten too complacent. The countries that aren't suffering as much, they listen to their government, and they stay healthy. But anyway, Mighty Mash on the shelf, absolutely, totally important for people who are building their gardens now. It's spring in most of the U.S., and you want your garden now, because if you don't have access to fresh food, then where are you going to get it? You're going to get it from your own garden. Mighty Mash is on the shelf, and the instructions are on the bag. It's pretty easy to follow. We continue to do the Mighty Mash experiments here on the Upcountry Farm, and it is quite awesome. We're using the turmeric that our own Houston dug into a turmeric patch while he was doing the radish experiment. He had some extra mash, dug it into the turmeric patch, and the farmer said he's never had such awesome turmeric, and people were really grabbing onto the turmeric. And in our very last market of last week, we can't do the market anymore. We can't do enough of social distancing, so our farmers doing a lot of home deliveries and box deliveries at the markets. During the show 2 weeks ago, Ginny and I talked about the homeopathic kits, that homeopathy is very important in these times. If you have any sort of cold or flu snuffle, you can take homeopathic remedies. That's your first line of defense. And then come to find out when Ginny put in the order for more, our representative of the company, his name is Wayne, said, due to the current situation, it may be weeks or months until we can fulfill this order. With such demand for kits, we're having a hard time maintaining our stock levels. So that shows you again how people are grabbing the natural remedies, because there's not that much available medically, although I do support the use of hydroxychloroquine for people with serious problems with the lung symptoms. Ginny's got a couple of emails from me with the links to our homeopath that we refer to, Mary Aspinwall, on constitutional homeopathic care. You can have a consult with Mary. Mary has a study group on Facebook and a newbie course on homeopathy world. So avail yourself of that information. Now that so many people are sitting at home, we've got plenty for you to do. Also, Jenny will put up a link for the hydrogen peroxide nebulizer information. Last week, Thomas Levy, he's a medical doctor and a lawyer. He is not going to give you any sort of false information. So this is important information on using hydrogen peroxide, 3%, nothing higher, in a nebulizer. You may have heard our March 23rd radio show with Robert Scott Bell, and he talked about using silver in a nebulizer. You do not use silver with saline water. You would cut it with distilled water. The salt and the minerals in saline will neutralize the silver. So, in lieu of this wake-up call and access to natural remedies, one of those natural remedies is vitamin D. We've tried to support people with their vitamin D intake using Blue Ice Royal. And we never knew how much vitamin D was in the Blue Ice Royal. That's partly why we started this home blood test kit with Carol Baggerly's group. Her group is called Grassroots Health, and she started doing testing on vitamin D after she discovered with her health condition that she was very low in vitamin D and wanted to make the world aware of the need for vitamin D testing to determine if the level of vitamin D in our blood, does that match our clinical symptoms? And when she heard from Dr. Mercola that I was a big proponent, as you know, of magnesium, and that magnesium is required for most of the steps that activate vitamin D, we all got together. We're offering this home blood testing kit with huge, huge discounts and coupons, so that people will get their test. There's been no time that's more important right now to get your testing, to know if you are getting the nutrients into your body. Personally, my vitamin D test was very low, even though I live in Hawaii. I don't go out in the sun a lot, but my vitamin D was low, so I'm taking extra vitamin D, which is very important in these times of the virus. That's why Carol is here, so we can discuss vitamin D and how to increase our levels. So with all that having been said, in one breath, I'll go back to Ginny. Ginny's going to introduce Carol, and then we're going to get on with our program, taking questions from the mailbag, from chat, and phone questions as well. Over to you, Ginny.
Very good. Thank you. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're just so pleased. And, of course, the last couple weeks, we've just had a whirlwind of special guests on our show, and we're just so glad that Dr. Dean has the resource and the network to be able to do that and to present you once again with more and more compelling information, not only for yourselves. We know it's almost sometimes like preaching to the choir, because we know many of our listeners are very astute, but now with 182 different countries under the impact of this, we find that we have a challenge to meet the requirements of educating our brothers and our sisters and our family members and people who may not have had an ear to hear us before, may have an ear to hear us now. Well, when you go to do that, the most important thing you want to do is have accurate information. And you've heard extremely accurate information on this show for the last couple of weeks. Of course, Dr. Dean's very accurate, but we're talking about the
overwhelming information that we have to present people, not only for how to maintain their immune systems, but how to respond in the event that they would feel that they would have symptoms, and how to respond in the event that they would have symptoms that would be accelerating. We've discussed it all, and we're going to continue to discuss it until we get everybody where they need to be. That's Carolyn's commitment. That's mine. And I know for a fact that that is the commitment of our very own and most precious Carol Baggerly, Grassroots Health, who is with us this evening. And Carol, your phone is off mute, and you are free to move about the cabin and begin speaking.
I'm not sure we're going to be able to get everybody where they need to be. Let's see, I do believe in an afterlife, I think. Thank you, Jenny. Thank you, Carolyn. I'm delighted to be here, and it's such a beautiful opportunity. It reminds me of a situation I had in a manufacturing company one time when I was asked to help them implement a new MRP, material requirements planning system. And after getting going with it a little bit, I mentioned about the opportunity, and the director of material says, Carol, how can you see this as an opportunity? It's a major problem. So we do have a major problem, and I have to commend absolutely everybody that's on this call or that even will listen to it, because it means you're already above the curve. You already really need to be complimented for the empowerment that you have used in order to get yourself more healthy, to get more educated, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So thank you. However, what we look at right now is a lot of people, even the well-educated and involved, are afraid. And they're afraid of the virus. They're afraid of the impact on themselves, their families, and the financial consequences. Just today, there was a note in the news that the insurance industry was planning to raise the premiums rather significantly. And what this came back to me again, which is partly what I want to very much take a few minutes to talk about, is the institution we currently live in, mostly around the world, with regards to health, is broken. It doesn't work. We have all the rewards in the wrong places. The rewards are for using various drugs to prevent a disease which has already occurred, not to prevent something from happening in the first place. When I was working with a medical office a couple of years ago, we looked at how to prevent some particular situation, and every single one of the prevention capabilities had to do with taking some kind of drug or another. And none of it focused on exercise, none of it focused on attaining healthy weights, none of it focused on any nutrients whatsoever. And there is a lot of experience that I have had with others in recognizing that when the whole reward system is broken, it really is easier, believe it or not, to start anew. And that's really what Dr. Dean has done. It's what Grassroots Health has done, and we are expanding that by starting anew. We are actually building an infrastructure, not just of vitamin D, but of nutrient research and implementation, so that you and everybody can say, I'm rewarding myself with health and feeling good and saving my money by paying attention to what nutrients that we need in order to be healthy. All of our material that we present on our website, grassrootshealth.net, has been scientifically based, very much like Carolyn Dean. One of the compliments we get frequently from our users is, you're trustworthy. Well, in part, I can't afford not to be. We want you to pay attention to this as to give you the tools to help really be healthy. So I wanted to indicate a couple of steps here. Why do we have this major vitamin D problem? we have a major vitamin D deficiency, and I will call it an epidemic, all over the world. And the real reason for that is because about 150 or so years ago, maybe 200, we came in out of the sun. And it has taken a long time for many of the people involved in health to recognize that we lived in the sun from the beginning of the creation of humankind. Without it, humans would not have developed. And all of a sudden, to pop us in out of the sun in terms of industrialization, in terms of wearing clothes, in terms of saying, oh my gosh, the sun is bad for you, and scaring people to death, we have inadvertently created a major, major health epidemic for the world. We weren't meant to be inside. When Dr. Haney, another D researcher, and others reported on a study of vitamin D levels down in the area of the country or the universe around the equator where people actually still wear very few clothes, where they're still out inside a lot, they found that not only were they healthier, but their vitamin D levels, their serum levels, the 25-hydroxyvitamin D, were in the range of somewhere between 40 and 80 nanograms per milliliter, or 100 to about 200 nanomoles per liter. Not the current recommendation from the government that we should be at 20 nanograms per milliliter. Every research paper we have published since we started this organization or since that data came out has shown the increase in the ability to reduce diseases like breast cancer, which is where I started. We could reduce it by close to 80%, 80% with nothing more than getting vitamin D levels from 20 up to about 60 nanograms per milliliter. Our current lack of knowledge in our government about what it takes to be healthy don't help us be healthy. I really, really, really am still focusing on that. And when we saw, for example, that we could actually prevent 40 to 60% of preterm births again with vitamin D, we went to the FDA to see how we could enable a claim to be put on vitamin D supplements that would be able to say it may help you prevent preterm births. We were told that there is a law that requires the FDA to use a dosage in order to make a claim. And as many of you already know, and if you don't know, look on our website, the dose response for vitamin D varies so much that the appropriate measure of your vitamin D level is not how much you take. It's what you achieve with your serum level. And they wouldn't accept the research showing the reduction in preterm births because the way we measured it was by the achievement of a serum level. Again, that was heartbreaking to me to see those people so hurt. The other thing that's very significant, and I don't know how many of our listeners have dark skin for one reason or another, there has been a big focus on socioeconomic issues, access to health care, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, as a result of dark skin. And again, with this population that we had of pregnant women, they were quite a number of people who were dark skin. And once they got their serum levels to the same level as the much lighter skin people, their preterm birth rate was close to the same. It was not a socioeconomic issue. It was a vitamin D sunshine issue. It takes longer in many locations for dark skin to absorb enough vitamin D from the sun. The evolution of getting the darker people to the whiter people took many years. So again, that is the way that we need ultimately to get to. In the meantime, we have to correct this by doing one thing which is almost immediate, which is taking some kind of supplement of vitamin D. The second, hopefully we'll get to someday, but we're not ready to do it now, is some kind of food fortification or lighting that we can have in our houses or in our offices to make up for that. With the start of the vitamin D information, it became quite clear that there were many other nutrients that people were taking, and we wanted to see what the interaction was. And as I think I've mentioned, all health is personal, all of it. I got into D because I had cancer and realized that was a major culprit with why I had breast cancer to start with. My husband had atrial fibrillation so strong that we were afraid he was going to die. And by the way, it was one of the fastest growing monetary clinics in the United States today are AFib clinics attached to hospitals. And nowhere in any of those clinics do they recommend the person take magnesium. Fortunately, we found such an educated person right here in San Diego, and she says, it can be stopped with that. And kind of like the cancer in vitamin D, I said, what? Are you teasing me? And I was scared. I was scared for my husband, for the kind of loss, for the damage, etc. And we did it, and he has not had an AFib attack since. His magnesium and potassium and hydration, which is also very important, were changed. So what we are looking for right this minute is to help expand the world, the message, everything about how these nutrients interact due to the fact that we've done so many more testing things of different nutrients over the last year. We already see scientifically that people who are taking more vitamin C, up to about 1,000 milligrams a day, can take considerably less vitamin D to achieve a given serum level. That says they interact very, very, very clearly. The same is true with magnesium. The same certainly has been true in the past with magnesium and vitamin K combined. So we're seeing unarguable interactions between these different nutrients that we all need. And at this point in time, we aren't far enough along to say how much of one versus how much of the other brings you the required health outcome, but we know they interact. So the whole idea of nutrient research and how you do it has to change. We can no longer afford the money and the time to look at just vitamin D because it's affected by vitamin C, by magnesium, by omega-3s. And that balance and that interaction is very important for us to do. The way we see right now going, in order to quickly help people that are in great need, is everybody right now knows, everybody that's listening to this, knows you can log on to our website and see what your vitamin D level needs to be. You can enroll in a number of projects that would enable you, everything we do, test vitamin D. And Dr. Dean has built a beautiful project, including the magnesium and the omega-3 and the TSH and the opportunity to be able to get that out to more people is what we want to do with a targeted trial and a pilot kind of sort of the kind we have with probably more fixed rules and regulations, is to make sure that the groups that we can address, there are a lot of groups that are calling us right now saying, how can you help me? And they are groups that do not have money. Their members do not have money. They do not have the resources. So what we are looking for is a way to put this trial in many, many, many communities and areas that can help thousands of people quickly. And so we need sponsors, very simple, because we've already developed the mechanisms to make it happen. The other part,
Carol,
of that trial...
Yes.
I'm sorry, I'm just running on so long.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's very, great groundwork here, but yes, tell us more about the trial specifically. Is what we're doing with Grassroots Health part of the trial?
Yes, you definitely are part of the trial.
Okay.
We are not looking at your group explicitly for occurrence of COVID, but we will. We've already added that to the questionnaire. And the other thing that will be part of the trial will be the test of much higher intake levels that once we get the trial up and going, which literally will be just a few weeks, the IRB thing that has to approve what we do will say is fine, do it, so forth and so on. So.
Right, the IRB is a institutional review board. So we committed, my company, New Capstone, committed 2 years ago, actually, to do university research. And that does drag on. And when Carol says, well, we've got to do this, and I'm sorry, it'll be a couple of weeks. It's like music to our ears. It's so wonderful. And, you know, Carol, when she started, and correct me if I'm wrong, you started with the measurement of vitamin D. And after that, did you add the omega-3 fatty acids?
Yes, yes, yes.
And then
we
with
did
us.
Because...
Go ahead.
Go ahead. That's fine.
We added the magnesium when we came on board. Grassroots Health added magnesium, and then we asked to add the TSH because we were finding with the REMAG and the REMITE that people's thyroids were improving. And what more are you adding now?
The biggest thing that we are adding right now with this new trial would be much higher recommendations for intake, because there was recently, and there have been over the years, published papers showing that one that we just published or sent out about 2 weeks ago from Patrick McCullough showing that intake of 10,000 to 50,000 IU a day for long periods of time is perfectly safe. So we can tell people that, which is still our method, which is scientifically people can be told that this is safe. And if you're not getting where you want to get, so forth and so on. But within the study, we actually want to break the study into groups of people who are interested in taking that 50,000 IU a day, as well as we will be testing the co-nutrients, such as magnesium and vitamin C we will be adding. We haven't been testing that before. We know people take it. But those are a couple of biggies.
Okay, so let's get right to our first question. Charlie wrote in and said, I've read a lot about vitamin D supplementation and toxicity causing heart palpitations. I've also experienced this firsthand. My question is this only because it lowers your body's magnesium, or is it more involved than that? And he goes on to say, I'm a healthy male. I work outside, but whenever I get a blood test, my vitamin D is low. I'd like to get this number up, but every time I supplement, it gives me palpitations. I've been taking magnesium for a few months and have seen many benefits, but vitamin D3 still doesn't work well for me. So, this is the kind of the subgroup that I've encountered, Carol, where I learned about the absolute requirement for magnesium in people who are taking any vitamin D, even. We have people who say, I'll lie in the sun and I'll get a heart palpitation if I don't take my magnesium. So you've got your personal experience with your husband. I'm sure he was on a lot of vitamin D. He had the heart palpitations, took the magnesium. So what can we tell Charlie about his experience?
First of all, I have to be very honest with you and say I am not a doctor. Best I am is a scientist, and we do lots of research. The heart palpitations is not a thing that we have heard from our cohort. We have had people who have had digestive issues or whatever based more on the supplement that they are taking than anything else, but not directly associated as far as we could see with vitamin D intake. They are related, however, as we see and as Dr. Dean, I know that you know more in depth from your experience than I do. But I would suggest that Charlie work with a naturopath or someone to help investigate what's going on, because it's certainly not a common situation with vitamin D.
So because we stand out with our magnesium deficiency, then perhaps we're attracting a lot of people with magnesium deficiency, and they're just not able to convert their vitamin D. I mean, what I'd say to Charlie, obviously, is, are you taking REMAG? How much are you taking? And if you take more, will that make it easier for you to metabolize your vitamin D and not pull it away from your heart? Because that's what seems to be happening. That's the first thing to investigate, is how saturated are you with vitamin D. And again, the testing that's done with Grassroots Health is a whole blood magnesium test, which seems to be, well, it's much better than SEER magnesium. It's even better than the RBC magnesium, because 90% of the magnesium in Estelle is in the mitochondria, and there are no mitochondria in red blood cells, so it's really not the best, the next best choice. And our research with the university research we're doing is to show people that the ionized magnesium testing is far superior. So we're all trying to figure this out. And as Carol has said and will continue to say, we're the only ones doing it. The pharmaceutical companies aren't going to test for nutrients. The government is not going to test for nutrients. When you talk to the NIH, the Office of Dietary Supplements, they're mainly looking at nutrients to make sure you don't have a deficiency. So that's why they'll say their vitamin C RDA recommended dietary allowance is 60 milligrams, 60 milligrams. And when you ask them, well, why don't you test for what's going to keep people healthy? And they say, no, that's not our mandate. So they turn their back on doing any research that's going to help people stay healthy. So seriously, Grassroots Health is the only thing I've come across in these many decades that is going to help us find out clinically and what's going on with your body. And Carol, I want you to tell us now about the other part of it. There's a blood test. It's just a finger prick. You drop your blood on a piece of cardboard, for Pete's sakes, and send it in. Mm-hmm. But then there's the questionnaires. Tell us about the questionnaires. Yep.
The questionnaires that people respond to, I also, for all of those that are listening that are already participating, thank you so much for taking the time to fill these in. And sometimes they may seem a little bit long, but it's based on your data about what's going on with your health that allows us to create the scientific report saying, you know, it depends on this, it depends on that. So first of all, a big thank you. But the questionnaire is based on what we put together with the researchers, the scientific people in the fields of nutrients, to say, what do we need to know about these people? And some of the information is very basic, like how old are you and what sex are you and how much do you weigh, where do you live latitude-wise. So you fill in all of those questions, and you also fill in the specifics about the supplements of any kind that you are taking. And by specifics, we actually have to know the brand name And the compound, like some brands, brand X might have three different compounds of vitamin D that they use, for example, and we have to know which one you're using because they have different ways of interacting in your body and they have different ways of us calculating the information about how much you are getting. And the other part, we have developed a dose response mechanism back again to the magnesium. As I'm sure all of you know, there are so many different magnesium compounds, not the product names per se, but there's certainly what Dr. Dean has with her magnesium chloride, which is a liquid. Some people have tablets. Some people have this, that, and another. They're made somewhere in them. They have magnesium, but they have other substances as well. And what we're already finding is that they work quite differently with people. You have to take more of this one versus less of that one. And we're also asking all of you that are participating specifically with the magnesium is to do some interim or short-term tracking that we've built a special module there to say, you know, what are, you know, how are things going today? Because as somewhat unique, although vitamin D has many things that happen really fast, it goes for pain relief literally within weeks, if not faster. Magnesium has many actions that you as individuals can sense, you know, the symptoms of certainly pain in the legs and certainly insomnia and anxiety can go away very quickly. And whereas most of the questionnaire things we do every 6 months, we don't want to lose that piece of information. So, but you fill out the questionnaire and then you hit the button that says, here it is. And then you send in the, test kit, which we then make sure fits with what we need to have in it. And then we forward that to the labs that we work with. And they send us back the results and we send those to you just as quickly as we can. So, sometimes it's a little hard to get started, but then it goes very smoothly.
Right, and this is very important. I think the whole questioning of consumers and patients and customers, it's a lost art. I know with a doctor having a 7-minute appointment, they're not even going to ask you, you know, more than one or two questions because they're not going to get paid for it. There's so much. Right. Horror in the current medical model. When I was in practice, I would have hour-long appointments and really find out what was going on. So this is what these questionnaires are about. They're uncovering what's really going on with a person. And now with computer algorithms, it is amazing what information we can put together, the conclusions we can draw from this. And having an IRB, an institutional review board, having the doctors and scientists on board that Carol has accumulated, these papers are going to be published. They're going to be scientific papers. And like she already mentioned about these preterm births, trying to prevent them, she'll do all this work and then go to the government and say, hey, look, isn't this amazing? Let's do something about it. And they say, oh, sorry, you know, this is our little box. This is our blinkers go to here, and we're not going to be able to help you change any policies. So that means again and again and again, we are on our own. But with an organization like Grassroots Health, then we can be assured that we're going to get the information that we need to make the right choices. So,
go ahead.
I was just going to get Ginny in on this to see if we had questions, but you finish up, Carol, please.
Okay, I have one other thing I really want to highlight. One of the things that we talk about or we hear about on the radio or whatever a lot of times is personalized medicine, not health, but medicine. And you look at what the current systems that are offered by the medical groups look like. And they are not about you. They are about them. And they are sending out you medical data. And one of the things that we have built is a system which is meant to be used by all users with scientific information. And we've already gotten lots of compliments on, certainly you can show me my results, but you show me my results as a function of what I've been doing. But we also present data to the user, every single user, saying, here is, let's make pain because that's such a common thing. Here are the pain ratings of a group of 10,000 people based on their responses and based on how much vitamin D they're taking. And we plot, we stick a little blue button right where your result is and your pain level is. And then that enables the individual to say, looks like if I take more vitamin D, it might reduce my pain a lot. Or it looks like I'm already at the level where it's probably as good as I'm going to get because I can see thousands of other people really right there. So that personalized health really is a matter of being able to take information that's based on other people doing things like you are doing, and you're being able to see it analyzed and presented directly to you. The thing we'd like to see in the future is that the medical profession, or whoever you're, I will call them a partner right now, not a doctor even. I mean, I'm getting hung up on the words sometimes, forgive me. But I really want consultants out there for individuals to say, the individual can print out one of these reports. They can take it to their consultant or whatever and say, this is what's happening. I need a little bit of personal one-on-one advice because you know more about X than I do. That's where we see this going. That's what personalized health means to me personally.
Very good. Very good. Okay, Jenny, what's going on chat or on the phone lines?
Excellent. 602-666-6027 is the phone number to call this evening. If you do have a question for Dr. Dean or Carol about tonight's topic and things that apply to you personally, I want to give you a chance, if you're on the line right now, because I see a lot of new callers, you've got to hit *5 on your keypad, *5. To raise your hand in the studio, and that will give, let me know you're on the phone, and then I can put you on so we can fit you in here during the course of the show. Now, the other thing is we've got a couple questions here, Carolyn, about vitamin D in general. People are always interested in how to interact, Carol, with the sun. What is your view on suntan lotion, and what do you think about the SAD lamps? Or sun tanning in a tanning booth to boost vitamin D? And I know those are all kind of just a melee of questions, but they're kind of cobbled together. Can you address those?
I would love to. Thank you for asking. First of all, looking to the future ever so slightly, May is our sunshine month. So we will be putting out a whole bunch of newsletters and specific information on the value of the sun for your health. I'm a total believer, kind of like I started with, which is we were meant to use the sun. The biggest negative is that you don't want to burn, period. That's it. It creates more than vitamin D in your body, and we don't even know yet all the things it does. There was a presentation by a Dr. Weller really some years ago, saying that being out in the sun creates nitric oxide in your body, which helps reduce the risk of heart attacks. Nitric oxide isn't even an output of vitamin D. It's from the sunshine's interaction with your body. And we need it. We desperately need it. So we have to take advantage of the opportunity to get it. And the other thing that to be informed about is the current medical profession or whatever says, oh, yeah, make sure you're in the morning or the evening. Well, facts are that the UVB rays from the sun aren't even available to you no matter what latitude you're at, except kind of between 10 and 2, which is when you're told to stay out. So there's a lot of misinformation out there about the sunshine. So I think you should get it when you can, but 10 to 2 is the prime time to get something that happens. Be aware that the older you get, your skin becomes less able to create the vitamin D for your body in your skin because it has, in one sense, less fatty tissue, so you may still need to take a supplement. And we have a number of people in our projects that use tanning booths, and they're perfectly fine. But one of the interesting things there is they use them regularly, except in the winter they have to boost their vitamin D with some kind of supplement because they don't have time to do that kind of tanning, so forth and so on. I am pretty negative about sunscreen because all of sunscreens have chemicals in them, which almost all of them, not all, are not good for your body. And mostly people do not put on enough to really help prevent anyway, and what they end up with, unfortunately, is a sunburn because they think they've been protected from the sun when, as a matter of fact, they haven't. So basically get what you can. We published a paper after a beautiful seminar. We did a continuing education seminar a couple of years ago. A doctor, Alexander Wunsch, flew over from Germany to talk about the treatment of health with light. Not sunshine, but light. Different light and wavelengths, what they can do for this, 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 and this. It was a beautiful presentation, and he knows an awful lot about what the whole light spectrum of the sun can do for you. So take a look at that, and we will highlight that again in May.
Okay, wonderful, excellent, excellent responses. Let's just say 5 minutes to the top of the hour. Carol, you'll be with us into the next hour, correct?
I cannot give up the opportunity. Thank you so much.
Okay, very good. Excellent. All right, wonderful. So we'll pull over into the next hour now. A guest is asking, I take all the complement formulas. I'm 64. I do not take additional vitamin D. What is the recommended dosage? So, Carol, you want to take that?
Sure. We get asked it all the time, and I have to respond with, I don't know. It depends if you take any vitamin D. I'm sorry, I didn't hear clearly, Jenny, if you'd has she taken any vitamin D at all?
She does not take additional vitamin D, none.
Does she know what her serum level is?
I would imagine not, because she says Medicare does not pay for vitamin D screening.
Okay. On our website, you can take a look at a chart we have out there which shows that in order to get up to that minimum of about 40 nanograms per milliliter, which really is a minimum, which the scientists on our panel, 48 of them worldwide, have agreed, it would take about 5,000 international units a day for about 50% of the population to get there, all right? If you want to go for 80 or 90% of the population, that's also on the chart, and that's going to take closer to 8 to 10,000 international units a day. So somewhere in that range is what we have seen as being a result of intake, and the only way to know if it's right for you really is to measure. However, both of those numbers, the 10,000 IU a day is considered by the Institute of Medicine the no observable adverse event level. And we have lots of people in our project taking that, as well as lots of people taking 50,000. So that's the beginning.
And what you've already mentioned is that people who take extra vitamin C might need less, people who take magnesium
yes.
might need less to achieve the 40 nanograms.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
this is what we're trying to find out, and it's not being done by any other institution or any other body. We are the experiment.
We're also more healthy than most. If you look at some of our published papers, to be able to say that, you know, those were at this level had a considerably lower occurrence of some disease. So we're delighted.
Right. And let me just say, in the last minute before the top of the hour, go to grassrootshealth.com and
.net,
grassrootshealth.net. And how do people get your newsletter, which is quite wonderful?
They need to authorize us to send it to them. At this point in time, if you kind of go down to the bottom of the homepage, there's a little box you can click that sign up for the news. And you enter your email and go from there.
Perfect. Okay, we're at the top of the hour. We'll be back in, what did you say, Jenny? It's only a 90-second break, so off you go.
We'll be back with hour two of the Dr. Carolyn Dean live radio show, along with host Jenny Sanders, right after this brief station break. You can also get updates and resources online by visiting drcarolyndean.com.